Doctor Who, The Androids of Tara, Part 3, Coronation Room, Zendek. Are you mad? Ark, I immediately write. Feasing, we killed a princess. Princess Wig has come off the scepter to reveal a big hole, a smooth pink cranium. Farah, stop, that's not a princess. I come in at night. It's an android. Zendek, how did you know? Doctor, foot circuit must have been faulty. I can heard it spark. Grendel, and who might you be, pray? Ak and Menadite. It doesn't make sense. Why send an android to swear loyalty to the king? Doctor, get close enough to kill him. Ak and Menadite. And who would want to kill the king, Doctor? Ak and Menadite. Unless? Grendel, my dear Ak and Menadite. What are you suggesting? Zendek, treachery against his majesty. Grendel, take care what you say, Zendek, your eminence. Suggest we postpone the oath-taking for the time being. Who knows how many of the other program androids there may be? Agamemnonite. You think there are more? Grendel, it's possible. We must face your eminence. I shall leave my own ghost of guard here to protect his majesty. Zendek, I cannot permit that count. Grendel is not for you to say. Zendek, the command of his majesty's bodyguard is my decision and mine alone. Right now, you've assumed too much, Zendek. Well, what does his majesty have to say on the matter? He's very quiet. To the home, his majesty is very tired. Can't you talk about this tomorrow? Grendel, who the devil are you, sir? Doctor, I'm the king's doctor. Agamemnonite, is his majesty ill? Doctor, no, nothing. A nice rest would cure. Be all right tomorrow. Agamemnonite, I understand, Doctor. Come, Count, we must allow his majesty to rest. Grendel, but what sort of danger? Doctor, what possible danger can his majesty be in? His own personal bodyguard, Count? Agamemnonite and Grendel leave. Guard staves, Zendek. Will he be all right tomorrow? Doctor, no, not unless I can recharge his power packs. Repair his speech circuits. Amara's laboratory. Amara is still working, trying to get a sample of the key. Second, when the guard pushes Amara inside the room. Amara, is this yours? Amara, yes. Amara, what is it? Romana, what is it? And Amara, yes, what's it made of? Romana, oh, I have no idea. They found it the other day. Amara, it's not like no substance I've seen before. I blunted two diamond drills on it. Romana, well, perhaps it's some kind of quartz. Amara, there is no quartz. Romana, well, don't want it. Could I have it back? No use for it. Have you? Amara, I don't suppose it matters. What could you possibly do with it now? Romana, why not? Amara, I'm curious. It looks as though it might be part of something. Romana, part of what? Grendel burst in, followed by Teal the Hunchback. Grendel, it's failed. The machine failed. Doctor saw it once. It was an android. And my lord, I did warn you. It wasn't ready. Teal takes Grendel's coat. Cloak. Romana. Doctor. Grendel, oh, some strange doctor is pretending to be prince. Amara, you've seen the real prince. And what you have seen must have been an android. Grendel, obviously, do you know this doctor? I know. Grendel, I think you do. And Amara, prepare another android. Is that copy of this the last detail of an idea? Our guest can help us. King's not chambers. Doctor has his back to the King George's head open. K-9 enters. K-9, Master? Doctor, K-9, I've located Mistress. She's in Castle Garak. Doctor, are you sure? Doctor, K-9, affirmative, Master. I detected her presence quite distinctly. Doctor, good. Well, that means the Count has Romana, the real princess and the prince. Zendek, so Grendel now holds all the cards. Doctor, no, I wouldn't say that. He's still got the Prince of Salts. Zendek, who has to attend the coronation, is Archimedes and the priest. What, if able to? Doctor, well, K-9, what would happen if I connect the carbon circuit to the silicon circuit? How long would that last? The K-9 rolls up to George's stick, his detector. Doctor, come on. K-9, 3 hours, 9 minutes, and 10.7 seconds approximately. The RS laboratory. Romana had been strapped down in the couch again, with a metal circuit round her forehead. Computer bank is rolling. Grandel, Covenant, my dear. Lamar, my lord. Grandel, what is it? Lama, these are like no alpha waves I've seen before. Grandel, what do you mean? Lamara, she's not Taran. Grandel, what is she? Lamar, I don't know. I need some more time for validation. Grandel, time we don't have, my dear. Just program about Android to kill. As all this time, make sure it's a perfect copy. Lamara, yes, my lord. Status quarters, doctor. Go on, ask me him a question. Go on. That's a question of monetary plans. They are bound to come up with a correlation. What is His Majesty's position on that? George, monastic lands are held by the religious orders of protection of the crown. His lands and their protection may be withdrawn by my discretion at any time. Sound it good? George, I propose to be discreet for the time being. Sound it yes, Doctor, the Prince, George, King. Sound it, oh, quite so, Your Majesty, Doctor. Zendik? Zendik, old drat. I keep forgetting he's only an android. Doctor, the King seems to be, how shall I say, trifle more. Far intelligent than the what? The real one? Of course he is, I programmed him. Then if you want him too intelligent, Doctor. We don't, they can't trust it. You can't trust androids, you know. But is that funny, you know? That's what some androids say about people. Then it what? But anyway, how can you be frightened of something that goes poof, tiff, it's all from circuits, aura enters. Farah, someone to speak to the doctor, sir. Zendik, whom? Can't hurt direct answers. Doctor, Teal, my name is Teal. I am quite a servant to the Count. Zendik, and what do you want? Teal, my mission is with the doctor, swordsman, not with you, the... Farah, you dare to refuse to speak to the master of the sword? Teal, swordsman, I will speak only to the doctor. Those are my orders. Doctor, quite so too, quite right. You peasants have got to stick together. Now then, what can I do for you, huh? Dr. Lees, Till away from the group. Till, I have a message for Madame Lamara. Dr. Lamara? Till, yeah. She's Count Grendel's woman, a peasant. Dr. Well, Till, she will have tell me you that she fears the Count's safety. Dr. Why, Till? Now they've crowned the android queen. The Count is literally powerless. Dr. Tash, come over here. Farah, I suppose we can be trusted. George, who is the servant of the doctor? Farah, the doctor, of course, to Zendik. Can we trust his county, sir? Zendik, I wish we knew more about him. Farah, there's only one way to stop this, 39, not to activate your sword. Farah, good dog, good God. The doctor then returns to the group. Doctor, Damara has offered us a deal. Zendik, what? Damara is in change for the safe conduct of the Count. At a country of Count Grendel. Zendik, you refuse, of course. Doctor, no, I accept. Take the wisdom and understanding. And you, the King Grendel's safety. And Amara and her friends will pass from honor over to me. Right, so for this trap, you can't go. Doctor, yes, I can. Zendik, where is the meeting to take place? Doctor, a place called the Pavilion of Summer Winds. Do you know where it is? Zendik, yes, it's Grendel's estate. It was near the castle. Doctor, good. I should have to go alone, of course. It's funny he always wanted to go alone when you're walking into a trap. Have you noticed that? Amara is in the laboratory. Grendel, you're excellent as hell yourself, my dear Amara. It's absolutely perfect, don't you agree, Romana? Claire's an android duplicate. Romana, doctor, spot it immediately. Grendel, in the dark, in the distance of 20 feet? I think not, my dear Romana. You know it's a trap, Grendel, of course. That's what gives the situation such a life, such an age. Romani won't come. Grendel, you underestimate your friend, my dear. Of course he'll come. What else could he do? And his only chance of rescuing him? Oh, he'll be very careful, very cautious. He'll bide his time, sooner or later, he'll must find out if he figure the pavilion is you or not. When he does, he'll show her. Lamara wheels a chair in front of the wall and covers her tummy, and picks up a control, doctor. Hi, Romana, how are you? Romana, too, steps forward and a bolt of energy zaps from her waist into his chest. Grendel, rather ingenious, don't you think? You ought to be gratulatory, dear. Romana, how did you get the voice? Romana, Count's men, Teal, recorded his voice patterns when they parlayed. Once I have a pattern, the construction of speech is a simple matter. I only want work. Dale, why not? And Diana, well, suppose the doctor doesn't speak. Amara, the android, is also pregnant to kill in various other ways. Grandel, you see before you complete killing machine, as beautiful as you and deadly as a plague. If only she was real, I'd marry her. Ramona, you deserve each other. Grandel, come, my dear. Ramona, too, takes Grandel's pre-offered arm when they leave. Ramona goes to Dolan, where Ramona takes a small metal brick from an instrument box. Ramona, guard. Ramona turns back, the guard enters. Ramona, what kept you so long? Bring this one to the cells. Better cells, Ramona, not cell. Now they're still sweating when you see the Ramona. Leave us, they will look up the prisoner. Guard leaves and Ramona picks an electrical. Puts an electrical on Ramona. Well, you know, Grandel does become queen. He'll never make you his queen. Ramona, you leave a see to that. Ramona, oh, but I don't want him, and you do, don't you? Look, why don't you let me go? All you have to do is release me, the doctor. Leave Tara. Think about it. What have we got to lose? Greatly, Amara, Grandel. Ramona, well, you haven't exactly got him any now, have you? All he's doing is using you, Amara, I know. But that is better than nothing. Ramona leaves. Ramona takes a pick from a belt and starts to work on her collar. Ramona, how does a doctor do this? Outside the pavilion, just to be awkward. The actual pavilion at Lee's castle was used as a hunting lodge. A pretty hexagonal building nearby, across the lawn on the other side of the pathway. Dr. Canine hides in long grass. Birds are doing a lot of singing. Steady, Canine, steady. Let's take a look. Reynolds sound. Ramona's unpicked the collar and is working Reynolds when he wakes. Ramona, shh, we're getting out of here. Reynolds, save yourself, Doctor. Ramona, you leave me behind? They'll kill you. Reynolds, I am. I'm too weak. Only get away, Ramona. Listen, Grandel's taken most of the cards with him. And he has no choice. Reynolds, then take it. Don't waste time with me. Tell Zanek where I am. You'll know what to do. Dr. K-9 enters the pavilion quietly. Ramona has freed Reynolds from his collar. She helps him wrap it. A chain around his hand, Reynolds. That's it, Ramona, okay. Ramona, that's it. Grilled already. Ramona goes ahead. Ramona goes to the door. Reynolds starts crying out of pain. Ramona, God. Quickly, the prince. God rushes in and goes straight to Reynolds. Ramona slips out and Reynolds hits the guard with his improvised knuckle duster. Outside of the pavilion, Carusta. My lord, the men are in position, my lord. Reynolds, good. Await my signal. Tell him they're ready, Custer. Yes, sir. Grinnell, you know what to do, my dear Lamara. Yes. If Dr. Rise, you leave him to me. Grinnell, what shall I do without you? Lamara, find another peasant who stands on envoys, no doubt. Grinnell, true, but I should not find one who pleased me so much. Grinnell kissed Lamara. Grinnell, go on. Before he arrives, Lamara snaps her fingers. Lamara android follows her. Courtyard. Meanwhile, Ramon has gone. As it goes as far as the castle courtyard, a Grandel's white horse stands waiting for a rider. Guard at the far end of the gateway, leaning on his crossbow, looking for outwards. Marnie uses his wrong foot in the stirrup to mount the Hormatian horse, and shuttles herself round whilst looking for the start button. I'm going to go, charges, start. Go, you stupid creature, go. He finally kicks the horse into action, and another guard turns and fires his crossbow. The horse canters through the castle entrance of the way. Pavilion, Amara enters. Look at Sir Anne, is about to leave again. The doctor stands. The door in her face, Doctor. Hello, you bit early. Amara, Doctor? Doctor, yes. Madame Lamara, is it? Amara, we agreed to meet at midnight. Doctor, yes. I had nothing better to do, so I thought to come early. What's your reason? Amara, no, I need one. Amara, Doctor. But he would have been more fun to hear it. Where's Arana? Lara. You agree to my terms, Doctor? I do, indeed. Safe conduct of Grandel in turn for Arana. Also safe and sound, Doctor Lamara, yes. So where's Arana? Well, you realise, of course, that Cat Grandel will have to go into exile. There's no reason why you can't go into exile with him. Is there? Where's Arana? Lamara. outside, got to bring her in. It's good offer tomorrow, a good fair offer. Dodos and Donara leaves, shuts again. Outside, Lamara smiles at Grendel, and leads Android in. He holds out her hand, like to throw a small scroll to her. Lamara says, well, Doctor, aren't you going to greet your friend? Called K-9. Caution, Master. Master, Doctor, what is it, K-9? Android's energy beam goes over the Doctor's head. He stoops to talk to K-9. Lamara, kill him, kill him, kill him. Lamara has to steer the Android around the central post to get in line the Doctor, who is now by the door of opposite K-9. Doctor, in focus, K-9? K-9, affirmative. Doctor, now. K-9 shoots the android 3 times in the back. Lamara screams. Outside the pavilion, Grendel, something's gone wrong. I attack the pavilion. Group of guards start firing the crossbows at the building. Lamara goes running out. Lamara, my lord, my lord. He gets shot. Grendel, you fools. That was Madeline Malara. Hold your fire. The Malara sinks to the ground. Ready, old Doctor? I know you're in there. There's only 2 inches to the pavilion. To that pavilion. Come out, Doctor. Surrender. We won't harm you, Sir Custer. Tell Groverman to fire immediately. You see the target. Want him destroyed. Old Doctor, you're coming out? You have my word as Grendek. You will not be harmed. Groverman, take aim from the shrubbery. Pavilion. K-9. Ill advised, Master. Doctor. What? You just leave it to me, K-9. I know exactly what I'm doing. K-9 looks outside. And the bellman stops shooting. He dashes back in the side again and opens the door to shout at Grendel. Dr. Liar, he shuts the door against a facade of electric bolts. So the time we got out of here, isn't it, K-9? K-9 affirmative, Master. Dr. points to a puddle wall at the back of the pavilion. Doctor, turn around here. Do you think, K-9 affirmative? Doctor directs K-9 as he uses laser to cut an arc for the wall and punches it out. Doctor, come out. Outside the pavilion. Cluster where he is, he got out. Grendel, 10,000 gold pieces. The man shoots the Doctor. Doctor does it out of sight through the trees. Grendel, wait, listen. Romana comes galloping out, up on the Grendel's horse. Cluster, the princess, hold your fire. Romana catches up with the Doctor. Doctor? Anyone for everyone for himself, K-9. Grendel, fool, dopes. There's the princess of Romana after them. K-9 shoots down, cuts down the pavilion guards. Grendel puts his head in his hands in frustration. Doctor has mounted the horse behind Romana and they go galloping away. Doctor, I hope you know how to stop this thing when we get there. Hunting Lodge. Zendik, well, Grendel, still thinks we're in the palace. We may be able to surprise him. You must bring up a troop of bowmen under cover of darkness. Position him on the left flank here. Dr. Romana enter Vendek. Dr. Farah, it's the princess. Romana, no, but Romana. Sounding incredible, Doctor, isn't it? Romana, oh, this must be the Android King. So yes, we call him George. Romana, and these gentlemen, Doctor, oh, well, I think. Zendik, this is Sovereign Farah. I'm Sovereign Zendik. Romana, Zendik, a message from you for the real King. Zendik, you've seen his majesty? How is he? Romana, he's not very well. You must think of a plan to rescue him. Doctor, a door. Horsemen approaching. Zana Farah, looking for the window. Under a flag of truce, Count Grendel will kill the creator. Take not if he comes under a flag of truce. You know the odds of the war, swordsman. Farah, I am not sure Count Grendel does, because Doctor Romana is hiding there in the room. Zana, disarm the Count then and bring him in. Farah of gold, escort Grendel in, carrying a spear with white cloth beside him. Good evening, gentlemen. I've come to you under a flag of truce, suspect to be treated according to the uses of war. Zendik, what do you want? Grendel, how are you? Your android majesty? George speaks very slowly. George, I am well. Grendel, doesn't sound it. Power packs need to be charged in respect. That opens the inner door. So nothing that occurred to be fixed, Count. Grendel, old doctor, well, there you are. I am glad you managed to save safely. Doctor, yes, 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 well, so was I. Grendel, tell me how now. Where is this charming Romana? Grendel, what do you want, Count Grendel? Grendel, I need word of the doctor according to the uses of war. Doctor, me? Grendel, shall we? Doctor leads Grendel into Curtain of a Cove. Grendel, excellent, doctor. Well, Grendel, oh, doctor, you're a remarkable man. Doctor, I am? Grendel, yes, a man of my heart, doctor, I am. Grendel, here you are. New to Torah and Paradise, no time. At all you have What at all? What do you become? Don't know. Go on, tell me. Grendel King make extraordinary effects of you keeping that microcircuit going. Don't his king. Have you thought what would happen if something went seriously wrong? Like an overload of circuits? Don't what would happen? Grendel, you're useless. This ceases, Doctor. What? Grendel, you know too much. You become a dangerous embarrassment to Zendik. Embarrassment to get rid of. And you don't think he wouldn't, Doctor. That's the answer. Grendel, suppose we both are made of kings. No more King Renner at all, Doctor. What? What would that achieve? Grendel, gracefully for a new king, Doctor. Oh, you, I suppose. Grendel, oh, no, Doctor, no. There'll be opposition. No, thinking. You make an excellent king, Doctor. Me? Just a moment. Well, it goes to Zendik, Doctor. The Countess of me the throne. Zendik, that's treason, Count Trendell. Only so long as the king's alive. When it throws the spear into George, goes bang and dashes him within the door. Zendik sees him, lodges the balcony. Barra takes aim, but the Doctor knocks the crossbow out of his hand. Barra, why did you do that? Doctor, because he's got Ramon, look. Why is lying across Zendik's quibble? And he gallops over to Grendel. Oh, no, stop. Let me go, Doctor. Doctor, help me, Doctor.